The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Now, whatever people's plans are for Valentine's Day, generally I think it includes a little bit of food and a little bit of drink. So thought I'd come and ask the man himself, Clarky at the Fat Badger. Hello, Clarky.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Looking forward to the Day of Love, which is next Tuesday. What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day, obviously we're open as usual to anyone that's a little less organised or single on the day, perish the thought. But for those of them that want a, you know, something a little bit more romantic, we've created a nice special menu just designed for those loving couples.
And what is special and loving about this menu?
Well, the price, obviously, and the value for money, Beth, obviously.
You're not meant to say that on Valentine's Day.
It's essentially, you'll get a bottle of bubbly, a bottle of Prosecco to share, and then all three courses. It's a sharing thing, so rather than people have to pick and choose and try different ones, chef's created something clever, so you're like a little antipasto sharing board to start, gaze into each other's eyes,
yes,
as we are doing right now.
Where's the antipasti? I'm missing that.
Yeah, well, you've got to wait.
Oh,
you've got to wait. It's next Tuesday. The main dish, that's also, it's like on a large plate. It's a loin of cod, the chef's done, crab-crusted, all the little bits and pieces. So you can share that. And then puddings. Well, who can decide on puddings? No one. So have an assiette of puddings.
I love it when they say assiette of puddings. Why would you choose one when, what, do you get three in an assiette? Is that what that is? Three?
I think traditionally it's three. I think if you actually, I think this resulted in a Google search once. I think it's a generic term for a mixture, but it tends to always be done as three.
So it's quite romantic then, the sharing thing. Obviously sharing bubbly as well. Is Prosecco an aphrodisiac or is that just champagne? I don't know. I'm sure there's something about that, isn't there?
Nick, can we have a bottle of Prosecco over here for me and Beth? Well, there's only one way to find out, I suppose, isn't there, Beth?
Well, unfortunately, you know, I've got to head off. Leading on from Valentine's Day, let's talk weddings. If the Prosecco,
well, that didn't take long, did it?
I know. If the Prosecco works, an aphrodisiac, there's the chance people will want to get married. You also cater for that.
We do. As for those of you that don't know, the Fat Badger, part of the White Hart Hotel. So you can fit, I think you can squeeze 85 in up there. So massive weddings, you know, it's not ideal, but the more cosy ones, anything up to 85 is big enough.
That's a decent party,
isn't
it?
It's decent, and it's a proper party as well.
Yeah.
So you've got a little bar up there, you've got your full bar down here, obviously. Chef will cater to all your requirements. And the lovely Sam, she can give you more details, but basically she'll just tailor your special day to your every need regarding menus, music, entertainment, the whole bang shoot, the cakes, everything.
And you've got a special day where people can actually come and find out a bit more about what it's all about.
Yeah, because as you probably guessed, my description of what we can do in the wedding department was a little vague there, Beth. 26th of Feb, it's just coming up, couple of weeks away, daytime this time, 11 till 4, 26th of Feb, and turn up, just don't have to book or anything, just turn up at the White Hart Hotel and the lovely people show you around. It might be a little free glass of something.
Now, if we are not doing Valentine's Day, if we either have no Valentine or just don't want to, and we're not getting married.
Were you looking at me a bit sad there, Beth? Are you a bit last
sad?
Minute? You're a bit last minute? Is there something you want to tell me?
Look, can we do that off air?
Okay,
later. But the other thing you do a lot of, beer clubs. You had quite a good one the other night, didn't you, a couple of days ago?
Yes, a couple of days ago. That went really well. Yeah, well, there used to be in the old days just more sort of the local breweries, the Yorkshire breweries, which are great, and suppliers. The demand for craft beer now is coming more and more intense. So yeah, Piston Head, they did one for us recently. Lovely craft beers. They've got they do a custom lager. The nice strong one, my favourite, is the Full Amber, 6%. It's like, yeah, so they're sort of more fizzy and hoppy and really popular nowadays. And chef seems to like matching them to food as well. They go really well with food, those. Yeah, it went great.
I loved a beer club. I came to a beer club, and it's you get to taste a load of different beers that have been paired with a whole variety of different foods. Gorgeous food.
Oh yeah.
You've got another one coming up in March. Tell us what beer that is and when it's happening.
One of the most successful ones last year. Well, Peroni did it. Peroni came up. We started selling Peroni. It's a really, really popular top end lager, and they came and threw everything at it, because they don't just do your regular Peroni, You know, they do a Red Label one and a Grand Reserva one. That's my favourite. So menu for next month's. So the seafood linguine, chefs match that with a Peroni Red Label. So you've got, you know, all your wonderful mussels and prawns with the clones on and the whole bit. And then that's just to get you going. And then he's done a duck with polenta, and that'll be doing next month. That goes with your Grand Reserva. Do you know, I'm starting to salivate just thinking
you're
about it.
Hungry,
I am looking forward to Tuesday, March the 7th. That's what I am.
With Peroni Beer Club.
Are you busy that night, Beth?
I'll have to check my diary. Off air, Clark. I keep telling you, off air. So if people want to book onto that, they do need to ring and get themselves a ticket.
Yeah, you do. Especially that one, because that came, I think that sold out last year. We were into three figures. 100 plus people came to that. Yeah.
And I presume people also need to book for the Valentine's Day as well.
They do. The menu will be running that night for those people that aren't so organised. But how many blokes sort of tell their girlfriend to put the coat on at the last minute and pop into town? I think not. They probably wouldn't get them out, would they?
Well, good luck to anybody if you're trying to get someone out for Valentine's Day. Clarky, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to visit the Fat Badger, and we'll be back next month, so thank you.
Great to see you, Beth. Thank you very much.
The Fat Badger Grill, Australia FM's food and drink show.